Blog Talk Radio.
Heads up, here we come, y'all, live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears glued right to set. This is true hip-hop, old school flip-flop with a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick-tock, and you don't stop. The wave's overtaking over the whole block. Lock to the boardroom, you need to make more room.
Move.
Get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door.
Boom.
With sports news, music, movies, awards too. You've never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating fact from fiction. Who's who?
What?
What's the status? This, we're going backstage, you ain't getting taxed. Admission, better switch gears.
This here,
I'm fast addiction.
Listen,
we never take a ride off the prize. New exclusive, and you've been authorized.
Yeah.
What's poppin', people? Just your man, C Major. We're about to go in today. You know how it goes down about this time. It's the 7 o'clock hour. We got 9 Wednesdays. Gonna have a lot of fun. Got a few people calling in. Got a lot of big events going on. But first, real quick, I want to get into something that's really important to me, especially, I mean, just really the whole hip-hop community in general, especially the DMV area. We recently had a unfortunate passing of one of the pioneers, if you will, lady DJs in the area out of Baltimore, Kay Swift, a very unfortunate swimming accident. And, you know, I had an opportunity actually to work with her a couple times, very cool, very down to earth, and, you know, just unfortunate, you know, that something like this had to happen. You know, it tells you, man, you never truly know, you know, when it's your time to go and when it's going to happen. So make sure you live every day at your last. So if y'all could with me just really, really, really quick, want to have a quick moment of silence, case with. All right, y'all. Let's get into, let y'all know what's going on, hiphopaway.com. We'll go into a few things real quick because we're doing it real big, like only we know how to do. Trying to tell y'all. Okay, first, we added a few features. We are now, you can now translate us into 19 different languages. That's 19 different languages that we can be translated into. For instance, if you speak Czech, all you have to do, you scroll down, and you click it, and all of a sudden, the whole website turns into that language. If you speak Danish, Dutch, French, Spanish, Polish. Now, I'm saying all this with the caveat, if you will. Understand, I speak a little Spanish, speak a little French, but I don't speak all the other languages. So some of the words might not be translated all the way correctly because of, you know, translations from English to whatever language. So if you do see where, you know, where something's wrong, hit us up. Or you can actually click directly on it and change it right there. So if you could do that for us, I'd appreciate it because we are global, baby. We try to make sure that we can reach each and every person who wants that dose of hip-hop, who wants to just get it on and pop into one to just really make things happen and do hip-hop our way. Now it goes down. Also, profile pages. I've been getting a lot of emails about the profile pages. That is coming, but to be honest with you, it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time and a lot of patience. So just be patient with us. We're working on that. We're hoping to get the profile pages done within the next 2 weeks. And it's definitely a process, but when it's done, I'm telling you, it's going to be the hottest thing. Like I said, you're going to be paid for your profile pages. MySpace doesn't do that. Facebook doesn't do that. They make billions of dollars, but they don't give anything back. So we're actually going to give back to you via your profile pages. So once we work out all the kinks in it, because we want to make sure it's perfect, We don't want to give it to you at 99%. We want to give you at 100%. So just once again, just bear with us while we gather all the information, while our designers do what they do, and are working on the profile pages. Another thing, we're gonna really start to get our promotional heavy, especially in the DMV area, that is DC, Maryland, Virginia. For those of you not in the know, we're really gonna start hitting a lot of events up. We haven't been hitting up as many yet because, like I said, we've been working on a lot of structural things and all that. But I think it's that time for us to really take it to that next level. Like I said, take it to that next level. Once again, I want to applaud all of you. We rank in the top 200,000 websites in the world right now. Feeling, you know, kind of stuff on the back on that one, so we're doing it real big. But that's not, I'm never satisfied with that. You know what I mean? We're looking to get into that 100,000. We're looking to get into that 50,000 mark right now. We're looking to really, 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 really put our stamp down, put our foot down, and let the industry know, like, we hit. You know, I've been getting a lot of plugs from the industry lately, but I'm not getting as many plugs as I would like. So we just want to let them know that we're here now. A lot of shit's going to change, and we're focused. Your boy C-Maze is extremely focused. Also, make sure y'all hit us up, because, like I said, we got a lot of things going on. If you like the topic we're talking about, you want to hit us up, it's the number 646-200-4965. That's 646-200-4965. So make sure y'all hit us up. We definitely want to hear from you. Shout out to my boy, NAS, number one album in the country right now. Very excited for my man. I definitely copped mine. Hopefully, slowly but surely, you know, real hip hop is making a comeback. I think it's, you know, I actually had a conversation with some people recently, and we were talking about how they call it the golden era of hip hop, and I think that time is really coming back. Not to say there was nothing wrong. I think hip hop is just growing up. Hip hop is like anything else. It's about the cycle. And I think the cycle we're in right now is going back to people are kind of getting fed up with just the party music. Not that there's anything wrong with party music, but I think people are getting fed up with just the party music. So we're going to, like I said, we're going to keep it live. We're going to keep it fun. But we also need to say something because there's room for both. So I want to salute my man Nas. And we also had Lil Wayne coming in number two. Man, still pushing over 100,000 units. Man, he's getting it in. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm the biggest Lil Wayne fan, but to not respect him is crazy. You know, so I'm going to definitely say that Lil Wayne is definitely doing his thing right now. So salute to him. Also, we got some other news. Dr. Dre. Now, we've heard this probably like a million times before, but supposedly the Detox album that everyone's been waiting for, everyone's been talking about, looking at a November-December release. So, once again, we'll see how that works out. I mean, I have no complaints with no other Dre albums. I think he put out two classics with, you know, the Chronic 2001, but that was 2001. Wow, that's a long time to be without an album. So it needs to be another classic, basically, so we know we can get that out of Dre. I'm trying to think what else we got going on. Oh, there's something really big. For those of you who've been with us from the beginning, I know there's a lot of you who've been around for a while. For once, we were Authorized TV and Authorized Mag and iHipHop.com and iHipHopTV.com and all these different type of things. You know, I usually have a co-host with me. I usually have someone that can talk shit with me, that can hang with me, and all these type of things. And recently, you know, the last few shows since we switched to Hip Hop Our Way, I've kind of been by myself. And I'm feeling a little bit lonely. I'm starting to feel some type of way that I'm not feeling the love. So I want to feel the love again. What I'm going to do now is I'm on a search for my next female co-host. But this time I want to do a little different. I want you to help me. DMV stand up. I got my people in Cali. Shout out to y'all showing me love. I want everyone listening, everyone hear the sound of my voice. Log on right now. Go to hiphopourway.com. Click the link that says vote. Right now we have two candidates up. Within the next day or two, we're looking at a couple more. Might have a couple possibilities. I'm not quite sure yet. I'm still in the interview process and all that, so I don't want to give it out the bag just yet. But I do have a couple people that I really, really think could have some potential to do something, to you know, be on with your boy. And how we're going to do it is this. Each one is going to get an hour show with me. However, you know, many people, you know, when the final tally is put out, however many people is there, they're going to be able to reach out to you guys and kind of plead their case for an hour. And if they really hot, which y'all to log on, hiphopourway.com, spell it out, HIPHOPOURWAY.com. You can go right there and simply vote for your favorite. It's so simple. And that will help me decide who's going to be the best choice for our site. Because it's all about the people. That's why it's Hip Hop Our Way. Because we want to make sure that we can provide y'all with the quality talent and everything y'all want. And like I told y'all before, we do what y'all want us to do. So if y'all decide that it's so close that, you know, you want to pick two, we'll pick two. It's not a problem. If y'all want to pick three, we'll pick three. It's not a problem. Because I run this. I'm a boss. I'm a mogul. Get your mind right. Also, don't forget, September. We're still looking at September. Book is coming out, A Mogul Guide to Success, 5 Major Ways to Guarantee Success. So make sure y'all cop that too, because your boy's doing it real big, getting my mogul on and all that. But definitely, like I said, make sure that you guys first pick up my book. I'm still plugging myself. But also make sure you log on hiphopourway.com and vote for who you want to be a host. Like I said, you'll probably start hearing a little sweet lady's voice with me starting next week. We're going to start that. We're going to see who's really on their grind and who's really serious about getting busy with your boy. Also, got something real special for y'all today. Told y'all last week, got a special interview coming up. I'm just waiting for my man to call in. Also, you guys call in too. Don't forget, it's 646-200-4965. 646-200-4965. Like I said, I'm always looking for the hot talent. Whether it be DMV, whether it be Texas, whether it's anywhere in the world, we want to just find the hottest artist out right now. And that goes for national artists, that goes for underground artists, that goes for independent artists. We just look for the hot artists. That's our main focus. So with that being said, I had an opportunity, you know, someone reached out to me. And to be honest, I get these a lot. Like I get so many emails, whether it's via our MySpace page or whether it's through the site, people trying to get on and all these type of things. And I try to give everyone a fair listen or a fair look. You know what I mean? And gentlemen hit me up, like, yo, check out my music. Listen to the music. Say, yo, dude's dope. from my area. Yo, let's get them on. We linked up. My man, R-E-U-B. He's going to explain to y'all what that means, because I was bugging when I seen it, because I didn't understand it. But I'm going to let him explain it to you. I think I got my man on the line right now. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. What's good, baby?
What's poppin'? How you doing, my friend?
Oh, it ain't nothing but a thing. I'm chilling. All
right, we gonna get right into it, man, because we got a lot to talk about. We're going to have some fun on here. You know, I got to talk my shit. I'm going to let you talk your shit, because I know you got a lot of projects going on.
Right.
But the first thing I wanted to go into you with, explain the name to me.
My name?
Yeah, the name, because when I heard it, I was like, what? And then I read it, I was like, that's crazy. So
yeah.
Explain to the listeners how you came up with the name and that whole thing.
All right, so my name is Rube. And, you know, just really the whole thing is, you know, everybody got a rap name, you know, got, you know, lyrical this, verbal this, you know, and I ain't just know that name, but, like, when I first started rhyming, you know, everybody had their little MC name, and I was kind of like, you know, what I was doing at that time was rapping like everybody else, just kind of, you know, saying the same kind of things they be saying, so I had a little name at the time, but then, you know, I grew up with the rhymes a little bit, and I just realized that, you know, I was more talking about things that I went through and things that just I feel like regular people go through all the time. I don't need an alias to do that. So I was like, I need to use my name. You know, that said, I'm not going to use my government name fully. So I was like, my name is Ruben. So everybody call me Rube anyway. So I use Rube, and it's spelled R-E-U-B-I-N. So I use R-E-U-B. And then the acronym came about because, you know, after some time, you know, everybody was, you know, I started off kind of do everything dolo. Some friends helping me was tight, and you know, I'm just one. I don't wait for people to do stuff. A lot of rappers feel like they're so entitled that they're so good that everybody got to do everything for them. So,
right.
You know, I was at the time I was producing, I was rhyming, I was helping set up all the shows, I was booking stuff. Yeah, you know, I was learning the business, everything like that. So everybody was like, "Damn, boy, you like?" I mean, one of the comments my brother-in-law made was that he's like, "You like Puffy and Primo at the same time." You know, kind of he's joking. So. You know, with that, the acronym came about Real Entrepreneur in the Underground Business of Hip-Hop. So Real Entrepreneur's Underground Business is the acronym. So I thought it was fitting, you know, because I'm definitely about, you know, knowing the business and having my own angles and doing things, you know, from a business sense. But it's definitely hip-hop all day. It's music first, you know, so that hence the name.
No, that's what's up. No, I can definitely respect that. But like I said, for someone who, when I was just looking, I was like, oh, like, this dude has a whole story just behind his name. That, to be honest, that was one of the things that intrigued me, because it was different.
Yeah,
like I said, when you receive so many different, you know, people reaching out to you, obviously something that's different stands out. I mean, it just is what it is. Talk about your nationality real quick for me.
My nationality, you know, Ghana born, so West Africa. I lived out here most of my life, though. I lived everywhere, I feel like, in this area, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. But, yeah, I'm originally from Ghana. That's the West Coast, Africa, former Gold Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely it, man. To me, that's where it's at.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, me and you, we're from the same area, so we kind of can grasp the whole Washington, D.C. or the D&D thing, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, those of you guys that know. So we understand it, but, you know, we got people all across basically the world listening. Tell them what's the hip-hop scene in D.C. so they can kind of get a feel of, you know, what it's like being in this area.
Funny because I feel like there's a couple scenes in D.C. happening at the same time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think every city got the underground scene, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an underground scene that's very much sample heavy type production, real lyrical type rhymes, you know what I'm saying? So it's like a New York underground type vibe, not the, you know, big money lights and glitz and stuff, but it's definitely like
mm-hmm.
a book bag type vibe. But then
mm-hmm.
the big scene for us is more of a, you know, we got go-go, the little go-go swing in our beats because, you know, we
mm-hmm.
all grew up listening to go-go out here. That's one.
Right.
And then, you know, it's just a, It's funny because when, I mean, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, or at least Virginia, part of it is definitely considered a southern state.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not that south, but as a whole, it's a little bit more of a southern vibe, a little bit. I didn't want to say that because some of the MCs out here are not really on the southern tip, but it's a little bit of a slower tip on the rhymes. It's not all crazy, crazy lyrical all the time. But, you know, definitely got swing to our beats. And, you know, I'm proud, you know, first time I can really be proud of what's going on in our area, man. There's a lot of good MCs coming out with good stuff. Of course, you got Wale. You know, he's doing it really big right now and being signed in the scope. You got Tabby. You know, and of course, like other artists, you got Raheem Devon, different people. So we definitely got a good thing happening out here in the DMV. And, you know, there's a whole lot of other cats I can definitely mention, like K-Beta and stuff like that, people who are, you know, making it happen. There's a lot of doors being turned open for us. You know, we had a cat win the Unsigned Hype last year in the Source. I was in the All Hip-Hop joint. So, you know, we're definitely getting our little looks right now. You know, once somebody gets on, breaks that threshold so we can start our movement, you know.
Right.
And our movement is a good movement, man, and it's going to bring back the lyrics because the beauty of this area, the MCs I see really doing it out here, you know, thank God it's MCs that got lyrics and still got hits, still got big songs that could be hits. It's not just lyrics and just for the, you know, the book bag dudes. It's definitely for the chicks. It's definitely for the clubs and having fun, too. So it's a great look, I think.
Right. It's interesting. I was actually talking to a friend of mine recently. We were just talking about the whole DC scene. And she said something really interesting to me. She said she didn't want some of the DC artists to go national, and I didn't understand that. What she said to me was the fact that she likes to feel that anytime she wants, she can actually go see that DC celebrity, you know, at the local spot. Because,
right.
You know, when you go national, you really, you know, you're touring and you're doing this and you're doing that. And I never thought about it like that, but it's, especially with the go-go bands and all that, it's so true in this area that you can literally every week see your favorite band somewhere.
Sure.
How do you feel that something like that is stopping the progress of DC hip-hop? Or do you think that's something that we actually have an ingrown fan base, if you will?
I mean, I think it's a little different, though, because it depends if you're talking about, you talking about go-go or you talking about hip-hop, because DC hip-hop and DC go-go,
right.
they definitely walk hand-in-hand, but it's not the same thing, because
there's
a million rappers and there's a million go-go bands, but
right. In
a city, there's a lot of venues that, you know, a lot of bands are playing at, so you can definitely see your favorite band every single week for sure. You know, everybody's got a little home spot they play at, maybe two different spots they play at, and then they do big shows here and there, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
the hip-hop scene isn't even like that at this point. Like, you even the smaller level cats aren't playing shows every single week, you know what I'm saying, in this area. So you can definitely, if you want to, you can definitely catch your favorite artist probably every month. But I don't think it's a negative for us to make it national, man. I think, you know, it's one of them things, man. Music is a labor of love. And not to get no fans, I don't want to give anybody a sob story about it or anything like that, but I just feel like, you know, you got to appreciate what people got to do and sacrifice to be able to make music, you know. You don't want to talk about money. I don't want to talk about money. I don't feel like you should be making music because you want to make money. You should make money because you make good music.
Right.
But, you know, eventually you got to make money because you giving up. We spend a lot of money to try and make it, you know.
Oh,
we spend
definitely.
A lot of money. We give up other opportunities. You know, people be thinking we don't got jobs or something. Like, cats got jobs. Cats got
kids.
Cats got, you know, parents that got issues. Not like we don't rap. I mean, some cats just be making up stuff, but cats rap about a whole lot of stuff. They going through it. That means all that crap they telling you, pouring their heart out about all this crap. Well, they rap, you know, some cats are some terrible rappers. They talk about just, you know, the typical guns and cracks and being the hardest, you know, cat ever. And they may not be, but they might still be going through it. You know, like Common said, a lot of wet niggas is cool with them. I stay cordial. You know, some cats can't rap good, but they still putting in the grind and, you know, just to be able to perform or sell a CD or whatever it is, at least take their shot at this business. So even if you know, cast is whack, I still respect the grind, man. It's a hard grind. like I said, no sob story, but, you know, I just feel like people need to understand and respect that it's a lot of work, and we give up a lot of other opportunities to do music, you know, and, you know, at the end of the day, it's for ourselves, but it's also for everybody else, because, I mean, the world needs music. I mean, no lie.
Right,
I can't imagine not having some of my favorite CDs, you know.
Right. It's truly a hustle. It's truly a hustle, and I tell people all the time, you know, just a personal note, I wouldn't probably do what I do as an entrepreneur if it wasn't for hip-hop. I might be somewhere thinking I have to be a doctor or lawyer to make it because all we saw was the Cosby Show. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I might not know, you know, you can be an executive and still be fly. You know
right.
what I mean? It's
right.
a whole different.
Right.
You know, hip-hop is a more good than bad, but it's just a thing where hip-hop is the new black. You
right.
know, instead of calling us nigga, they say hip-hop. So, I mean, and that's just the truth. I'm just being real with you. Like I said, I don't really pull no punches. I just call it what it is. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that it is. But like I said, that's a whole other show right there.
Right.
You received a lot of accolades. I was actually checking out your MySpace page especially. Just kind of real quick, the ones you can think off the top of your head, what's some of the accolades you received so far?
Ooh, accolades so far. I mean, I was in the Breeding Ground, All Hip Hop. I've had, you know, reviews on so many sites, Hip Hop DX, Reaction, Hip Hop Game. I was chosen to be on the Nas Illmatic Remix tribute album. I mean, just recent stuff. That's just some of it right there. I got to present DJ Premier and Teddy Riley with an Image Award a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of stuff, man. It's been great, you know. I say one thing, man. A lot of people complain about how much they had to go through. Honestly, man, like, I love it that I haven't had a lot of negative. I've had a whole lot of negative reaction about it from the fans and then from, like, you know, just shows and love from other hip-hop cats. It's been a beautiful thing for me as far as that goes. I mean, the business end is a whole different story because business is business. But as far as the music goes, you know, I definitely see, you know, I'm not one of the people who feel like, oh, man, I got to change what I'm doing and do whatever I was doing and people start liking my stuff. I definitely have gotten the reaction I wanted, you know. Like, fans definitely respond how I want them to respond. And as far as, like, the websites and different, you know, publications and things, it's been great. You know, I was on the cover of One Mic Magazine, on Wax Magazine, you know. So it's been good, dog.
Right. No, you've definitely done a lot. And, you know, we have a lot of independent artists who listen to artists, you know, trying to get into a lot of the things you're trying to get into. What was your hustle like? Like, how did you get, you know, these opportunities? Because that's what they want to know. Like, that's probably the most, you know, the question I get the most is, how do I get on, or not even on, how do I get out there? Because I feel, you know, just based on, you know, your list, I mean, I'm sitting here looking at it now, we could be here forever just talking about things you participate in. I'm sure you have a lot more that you want to do, but to some people, they just love to be on, you know, two of those things.
Right. I mean, I think the biggest part of it is, I mean, first you got to get good at music, of course. Like, everybody think they're ready. You know, everybody thinks they, you know, I'm ready to get signed tomorrow, and they tell their cousin, they tell you, oh, my cousin rap better than you, everything like that, typical
right.
stuff. Get your material polished first, and then, like, step out there. Like, for instance, I give you an example, like, how I got with one of my, you know, my partners I produce with, you know, because I'm one-third of a production company called A Clinic. Like, how I got up with them was, you know, I joined Dynamic Producer, went out to New York for these conferences. You know, it costs money. Cats don't want to spend money on themselves. They love to be like, yo, I'm in the grind, but they don't want to spend no money. It costs money. You got to pay the entrance fees and monthly dues or whatever it might be. Either you pay it or you don't pay it, you know. Don't sit here and say you're in the grind, but you can't spend no money on it, but you're going to get drunk this weekend, and you're going to get
right.
out tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Cats be like, yo, you know, it costs 300 bucks to do so-and-so thing for the production. Oh, man, I can't say that's too much. But then you think of how much you spent this month on some Hennessy and some skunk
right.
ass weed, and you realize that you're not really in the grind. You really, you know, you're saying it, but you ain't. And you got all the new clothes and everything like that. You look like a rapper, but you ain't doing nothing. You know, like I was saying, I got with my partners going to Dynamic Producer. I went, you know, I won a couple of beat battles beforehand and, you know, and also through the iStandard joint. I paid my money to be part of these organizations. I won beat battles, got a lot of notoriety that way, you know, and I met other cats you know, up to that point, I kind of felt like I was self-contained, self-sufficient. But I met other producers I wanted to work with, and they understood the business just like me. So all of a sudden, it was just Rube by himself. Then it's Rube with Proverb, and it's Rube with Olawale. Now we formed the clinic. So now I don't have to produce all my own beats. And now, like, my production stepped up 20 times because instead of me thinking I can do everything by myself, now with these two other cats who are hungry like me and they got other elements, they do better than me on the production. So now our beats are that much better because we work together. And,
right.
You know, I can find five avenues every day online or talking to people, but now I got two other cats doing the same thing. So we're getting 15 opportunities coming to us every week or so. And, you know, not everything turned out of 15. You might get two things actually happen, but at least we're all pulling, you know. So the only thing I can say is, just don't sit on your hands. Everybody loves to talk about it and email people. I get messages on MySpace every day from people saying, yo, how did you get on All Hip Hop? Who'd you know? Like, my cousin worked there or something. I'm like, you crazy? I don't know nobody at All Hip Hop. Like, how would I know? It's a website. It's not like it's a building. You know, I don't know.
Exactly.
You know, I got myself out there. I put enough stuff out there where, you know, and it's a blessing. It's luck. It's whatever you want to call it. To me, it's just a blessing. I'm not saying take it for granted or nothing. I'm just saying I ain't know nobody. I don't know nobody at none of the websites I've been on. You just got to put your stuff out there. Somebody will finally bite. And make sure you're putting out heat. That's quality. Don't be cursing all over your stuff. 8 million, you know.
Right.
I don't know. Cats just don't be professional with it. Be professional about your stuff and put it out there. Spend some money, put your stuff out there, and it will come back to you, period.
No, that's what's up. No, I can definitely appreciate that. And before we go too far, you actually do beats as well, and that's something that, you know, a lot of our listeners might not know. You're not only an artist, but you actually do your beats. Did you do your? Were you on that Kanye tip where you was an artist first and you did beats to rap over, or were you a producer first and realized you could rhyme as well?
Well, I mean, it's kind of both in a way. Like, I started off rhyming way back when, so I definitely, rhyming was first by a couple of years, like, you know, when I was really young. But it was just like, you know, I was just rapping for the sake of, just to sack or do it, little freestyles here and there, writing some stupid rhymes, trying to battle people and losing. But then, you know, I was in school, college, out in Richmond, and, you know, I kind of saw these cats could rhyme way iller than me, so I just kind of didn't want to rhyme, you know. I was like, I don't want to, you know, you don't want to do something if you suck at it, you know what I'm saying? Like playing
right,
basketball.
Right.
Keep playing because you're good. You don't keep playing just because you love it, you know.
Right.
It makes you love it because you're good. But, so I was like, I kind of faded off. I was still writing, but I just didn't really care about actually rhyming. It was just writing just for the sake of me, which was kind of a blessing because then I didn't care about battling and all that stuff no more. It was more about just kind of getting my thoughts out. And then, in the meanwhile, I was like, y'all soul is such a hip-hop head. I was like, you know, I'm going to get a beat machine, try to make some beats. So got a couple little, you know, different piece of equipment, started making beats. And cats didn't have no original beats, so even my little garbage beats was more, you know, they was all sites to work with me. So next thing I know, I'm producing for all these rappers that I was really liking. On a here and there, I would do a track with them. And then my roommates was like, yo, you starting to roast everybody. And I'm like, for real? Like, cause, you know, you can't gauge that stuff. Especially then, I kind of didn't even feel like I was ready to be trying to rap with these cats. And then by and by, everybody keep telling me, yo, you need to stop rapping with these dudes and do your own joint. So by the time I left school, I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and try and do a couple songs myself. You know, I at this point, I had produced songs for everybody on campus. It felt like hundreds and hundreds of joints. One joint had got on the radio and everything. It wasn't even hot, really. I ain't gonna lie. But, you know, it played. And then after that, I came home and I produced my first album, Paradise. I put a full grind into that joint, and since then, it's been producing and rapping all the way.
That's what's up. Real quick, I want to get into this joint you said, Dance Machine 3007. Explain the concept of this one for us, real quick.
You said explain what?
The Dance Machine, the joint that we're going to play.
Oh, okay, Dance Machine. All right, so, I mean, a little backstory on that song is it's kind of basic. My man hit me up. He had a record, had some kind of dancing in the title of it. So he was like, yo, I want you to get on this joint. And, you know, it wasn't really my forte, but, you know, just love is love. I was going to do it. It's all good. But so things didn't work out with the beat. It was, you know, it was too much air and some of the samples, blah, 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 blah. All, you know, some logistic stuff. So I had already wrote this verse to it. you know, being that I produce, I do engineering also, not just producing, it's hard for me to be on a track that isn't mixed right or things like that, you know, just personally, because it's kind of like, you know, you can't play in the NBA and decide all of a sudden you start playing for free, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not that I'm in
right.
the NBA, but I feel like, okay, if I got myself to a certain level, I got to watch what I do as far as, like, you know, you can do, not that I can't do stuff for free, I can definitely do that, but I can't do stuff that's not on the right level, you know what I'm saying?
Right. No,
so anyway, you know, at that point I was like, all right, I was feeling my verse, I liked my little verse, I wrote to it, so I was like, I got to make a beat that has dancing in it. So I was just digging through just a little sample library, you know, all these records, and I found, you know, I was like, oh, man, I should just do that Jackson 5 joint. And it kind of became a joke to me. I was like, all right, it's not really a typical track I would sample, really. But I chopped it up, you know, just I did it how I make beats. I didn't think about it. I've heard other people sample it before and stuff like that. But I chopped it up how I liked it. You know, I made a couple of different versions. And by the time I was done, I was so psyched off of what I had, and the verse went perfect with it. So I was like, yeah, I was going to actually have other cats on there with me, but I was like, you know what, this is starting to sound like a little bit of a hit. I might have to do something. So then I just wrote the rest of the song, and the rest is history. I called my partner, sent it to him, and we all just kind of geeked out. So it's just one of the moments. If I hadn't just, you know, kept pushing with it, that record had never came out. But I'm glad I did it, and, you know, it's a good vibe, it's a happy feel, but it's still, at least I'm still rhyming on it, got good wordplay, et cetera, et cetera. It's just one of them joints, man. It just worked out as far as I'm concerned.
No, that's what up. Well, let's get right into it. This is what we're going to do. Make sure y'all hit us up, 646-200-4965. We're going to get into this joint. We're going to come right back, master a few more questions, and then, of course, we're going to make them spit that hot fire. We'll be back. See me. I like your voice.
Step through the line, step in the club. Step to the bar, step in the name of love. Step to the floor with flavor, they respect my vibe. Even the haters stay in line like the electric slide. Players chasing the P, I ain't the one, I sneak talk. Got them chasing me, but I don't run, I moonwalk. Back to a corner, three on one, that's fine. One man, $100 in a one-track mind. I can't front, I got a habit, I just got to have it. Part of me, I'm old school like the Roger Rabbit. But on the low, though, you weak, dude, you beat me to me. We at the go-go, DC, we beating our feet. But we fly when at the fly lounge, dog, don't touch me. You need a patch for your cabbage when I wop you, trust me. You want to fight, but I'm distracted. Shorty so thick, I think you're doing a butt on accident. Pretty face, and I was all about the body, but her breath smelled worse than Martin Lawrence's a house party. Oh no, boo chill. I am not Cisco, and this is not Drew Hill, nah. I cannot enter the dragon. I'm trying to dodge the lucky length of the magnet. See the clinic in the joint, and they like, yo, who that? I say, I'm Big Daddy Kane, this is smooth, that's crap. And I'm a smooth operator looking for a girl, so I can kid and play and do the kick step with. See, we can get close. We can have wine. My beat the toes and stop. Hammer time. Think I'm a clown, but see, homie, don't play that. Long as the fire marshal's name ain't Bill, we straight black. Before old age, stole they prime, they did. Cocaine lines and Soul Train lines. Come on.
We back, CMAC Major. That was my man, R-E-U-B, one of DMV's rising stars with Dance Machine, 3007. It's kind of a flavor joint, man. I don't know. He's doing it real big, man. I don't know. DMV is definitely standing up, man. Definitely, we have a lot of talent coming out of the area. Definitely got a lot of big things going on. We're going to get back with my man in a minute. But before we do that, let me do this. You know how we do about this time? We have something we call the blast session. And the blast session is very simple. Blast session is simply where I get an opportunity and you get an opportunity to talk shit about whoever, you know, whoever offended you during the week, whoever did something to you during the week, whatever. And today I need to put somebody on blast real quick before we get back to my man. I got to put on this police officer. I don't know his name. I really don't care if his name. The DC cop. He's a sucker. Yo, the dude, y'all got arrested. Oh, what? I don't even know still. I don't even know. I won't probably know until my court day. I got arrested. I was in holding for 2 hours. But I'm going to give you my rapper report. This ain't the real shit. This is my rap shit. Like, if I was a rapper, this is what I would say happened. You know, I had them things in the trunk. I had, like, 10 burners. I had bags of coke, you know what I'm saying? But they couldn't hold me. You know, my lawyers got me out, son, because my glove compartment was locked, so it was a trunk in the back. And I know my rights, so you're going to need a lawyer for that. But anyway, that was my rap dude thing. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you, I need to put that dude on blast, because he locked me up for no reason. Anyway, yo, we're going to get back to my man. Yo, he definitely played the flavor joint a second ago. The Dance Machine joint.
Yeah.
I know I'm bugging you. I got to do that, man. I got to have fun, like, you know what I'm saying? But because I did get arrested for some bullshit, but that's, like I said, that's a whole other story. But yeah, the joint is flavor, though.
That was good.
It's definitely flavor.
Yeah, you got me lunching off that little story.
No, I'm saying, I'm just being real with you. Like, if I was a rapper, right, and that happened to me, like, I'd be like a superhero, because I'd be like, yo, it only took them 2 hours to get me out. Like, you know how they get real Hollywood on your news and getting arrested because they ain't have their seatbelt on. But they'll say, you know, they was moving weight. I'm just saying, it is what it is. But a couple questions I wanted to ask you. What up-and-coming projects you got that you're working on? The releasing, or what do you have out now that the people need to know about?
All right. Well, just released the pre-release version of my album, remix album, The Billboard Insurgents, R.E.Mix, that's remixed. Now we got the actual physical albums out, so you got to make sure you cop that by any means and all means necessary. After that, of course, we got the full-length original album, The Black Rapper Show, coming out. You know, man, Clinton Sparks held us down on that a little bit, so definitely want to check for that. Already been some reviews on the project, interviews, but it's definitely coming their way pretty soon. But Billboard Insurgents, man, that's what I want people to be keeping their focus on. Put a lot of work into that project, getting a lot of love for it. The John Mayer joint, I don't know if you heard that.
Take a listen to that.
Yeah,
I think I saw that one online. It's on your YouTube too, right?
Yeah. We shot a video for that joint in a burnt down house. Kind of crazy.
Right. Yeah, I did see that. Real quick, go back to and I know you mentioned this on a lot of the other sites, so I'm gonna just act like everybody else doing follow suit. Talk about the Clint Sparks thing. How you able to link up with him? Because you know Clint Sparks, he don't miss to get familiar himself.
Yes, sir.
You know, he ain't really, you know, you can't just call Clint Sparks on the phone and expect to get on the air with Clint Sparks. It just don't work like that.
Nah, no doubt. I mean, Clinton, like I just got to say, Clint's just a great, great cat, man. I met a lot of cats in this industry now, and it's funny how many cats, I mean, it's business. I ain't trying to judge why cats end up being the way they are, because I don't think you get into this business without loving hip-hop, loving music in general. But I guess just like any other job or business, eventually it can sour you, you know what I'm saying? But that cat, man, we met that cat, the whole clinic, we all went up there and met him. That's a cat, yo. For a cat who has made it as far as he has and done as many huge things as he's done and is doing, he loves hip hop, dog. Like, you know, you meet with cats, at radio, they'll skim through your single. They might listen to two or three joints, but not the whole song. They're going to talk most of the time and tell you what you need to do, fix, to be able to get on radio. You know, in every other facet, not just radio. You go anywhere, people don't have a lot of time to spend with you. You know, we go to Clinton Sparks, of all people, to not have time to spend with us. This cat listens to the whole Black Rapper Show album, start to finish. I'm talking about, like, not like, you know, he bumped through track number one, you know, for 1 minute. No, every single track, all the way through. Even some of the joints we didn't even know where they was definitely going on the album yet. Listened to everything all the way through. Gave us his opinions and didn't try to act like he the boss of everything. And then he planned some of his stuff, some of the stuff he's going to have coming out. I mean, we kicked it with him. We really expected to be down there and take up 2 hours of his time. And we kicked it with him the whole day. He invited us out to the club that night with him, you know, introduced us in and everything like that. It was just hot. And since then, you know, anytime I need some advice or anything like that, you know, it's an open line for me to hit him up and, you know, give me whatever advice he can give me, you know, because, you know, I ain't going to, you know, bust him down and be begging him for a whole bunch of stuff because it's just not me. But, I mean, he's just good people. So that just makes you remember, you know, this business is just people, man. All these people, they superstars, but they people too, and they love the music. Like, not all of them. But it's good to know some people really still love the music, and Clinton's definitely one of them. So, you know,
right.
As far as I got up with him, my man, I had a man who I used to do beats for back in the day. He ended up interning at some labels and stuff, and then he started working at Warner Music. And I told him, look, hey, I need to try and get up with somebody. I named two or three people I would like to get up with, and he made a connection with Clinton. He told me, look, I see you working with Clinton. It's a good fit. You know, he didn't want to throw me at somebody who would just do it, you know, work with me for a lump sum of money or something like that. He's like,
right,
I want to send you to somebody who likes your music. So let me send him the music, see what he thinks. And I, you know, I'm glad I listened to him. You have to be patient with stuff like that because if you pay some of your whole lot of money, it'll happen quickly and you get what you want. But that's the end of it. You know,
right.
Talk to people.
Not a relationship.
The relationship is worth $1 million versus however little much you would spend, you know, so.
Right.
So it's good.
No, I definitely agree with that, especially with Clint. I actually was, first time I met Clint Sparks was actually in Connecticut because that's actually where I'm originally from.
Okay.
And he was doing radio. He was on a radio station in Connecticut, and that's when he first started to get familiar thing. And we used to be like, what is this dude talking about? You know what I'm saying? But now, oh, my God, that thing is like, you know, it's a phenomenon now. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And I was DJing that time. This is when I was DJing. I was actually on radio, too, at another station. But it was all, you know, it was all love. And he's, just like you said, he's like a real down-to-earth dude, real cool. So, you know, I mean, shout out to Clint Spark.
Yeah,
20 years from now, right? When it's all said and done, because, you know, 20 years from now, I mean, even though you're still a young dude in hip-hop years, that's like 120. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't be over 25 and still rap now. Like, that's the way it is, because, you know, it's like an age limit on it, but whatever. 20 years from now, when it's all said and done, maybe you're somewhere making movies now, or maybe you're somewhere directing, or maybe you found the next young dude that you're bringing up. What do you want your legacy to be? Like, how do you want to end it when they're like, yo, that dude, yo, he really did what?
Oh, it's funny you said that, because I ain't gonna lie, I definitely think about that as opposed to, like, just think about getting money and stuff. I just feel like I want to leave behind music that people want to keep listening to. Like, there's albums I bought eons ago that I still put in. I'm not gonna rock them all the way through all the time anymore and stuff, but I'll be heard up when I don't have a copy of certain albums. And I've bought them 3 and 4 and 5 times, and it's not painful. It's like, you know, somebody new album come out, and I'd be worried, man. I'll go like $10 or $12, a whole lot of money to spend. It's really not, but I'd be mad if I go get it and there's 3 songs on it versus, you know, Ready to Die or Reasonable Doubt or one of them albums like that, you know, or one of them Tribe albums from back in the day, any one of them.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I want to make sure I leave back music that, you know, people, young kids, when I'm old, the young kids could still be like, oh, yeah, that Cat Rule was tight. You know, I got his first 2 CDs. I even got the Underground joint, you know, with that bootleg.
But basically, timeless music. Timeless music that doesn't really.
Just gotta make music for people, man. You know, my whole thing is this: rap music definitely has elements that are different from every other music, in that sometimes we just rap, we just brag, and it's all about the wordplay and stuff like that. It's not necessarily about what we're saying sometimes. And that's every artist. I don't care what kind of artist you are, that's every artist.
But
the thing that made me love it, once it grew up a little bit, is that we talk about so much life stuff and personal stuff. It's kind of like country music in a way. If you think about country music, they be always talking about their dramas and stuff. And that's us too. And I feel like people can relate to real drama. It don't matter. It's not limited to now. Like what I talk about in the song, if I'm talking about somebody, a kid that was abused, I have a song on the Black Rapper Show talking about a kid's struggles with abuse and social workers and system like that. I feel like that song, it's timeless to me. You know, I mean, it's my personal opinion about my own songs or whatever, but I want to talk about things that people can just keep relating to. You know, it's not like, I wrote the song 3 years ago, I don't want you to hear it because it's too old now. Because that's a lot of people's songs. You know, I don't want to hear that no more because it's old now, because they was just talking about things that was going on at the time. That's okay to talk about current events, aside for singles and fun stuff, but sometimes you got to just get into the meat and potatoes of the things that people will always remember, people will always go through, and that's what I want people to be like. That dude, I want to put his CD on because it made me feel like this, or it makes me think about this. You know, that's what I want. You know, I want some hits out there. I want some smash singles and things like that too. Hey, don't get twisted. But I definitely want to be remembered for the meat and potatoes. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's what's up. No, I can definitely feel that. All right. We got about 7 minutes left, right? And this is what I want to do in these next 2 minutes. I want you to get your Dylan Dillinger on and spit that hot fire. We hear something, you know what I mean? We want to hear something from someone that knows something somewhere. Give us the metaphors. Give us what you got. DMV, right, please stand up.
I'll give you a couple of joints. Here you go.
That'll work.
Couple of joints for you. All right. So these dudes came in and they wrecked our lives. Gave us a chance to correct our lives. Time for men to be men. Respect our wives. Instead of spending our money, we spend time. I feel sorry for young ladies trying to be with young boys, because we a mess. All about the sex like Freud. Trying to deal with the issues that we get from our fathers. Bammers wasn't there. Never really bothered. So being a pimp or a player is iconic. All things considered, it's ironic. Life is a blessing, but abortion's at an all-time high. 3,700 murders a day. I ask why. Your son might have been an investment banker. You might have just killed a cure for cancer. You never know and never will till you stop and think. Imagine the world without the son, without the son of Coretta Scott King. Imagine more kids starving, more terrorist bombings. Very few answers to a whole list of problems, but it's not a you and I thing. It's a do or die thing. Time changed like the human eye blinks, so I root for them, but don't deploy more troops. Bring the troops home. It's time to support the youth. Of course, I want to hate the ass. Look what they done to us. They said two twin tiles for them, none for us, and I hate thinking like this. I ain't want to write this. Far as I'm concerned, religious wars is lifeless, but them hijackers, man, Bin Laden, the Taliban, they try to kick us down like a battle ram. For a second, we was lost, burning down Mars, crop dusters and anthrax. They had a set of laws, but you can't break what you can't budge. When it's real, you can't fake. We got to remake the love.
My man, that is definitely what's up. This is what I want to do. You have any closing words before we head out? Make sure you shout out your websites and all that, because I don't know if we did that yet. Make sure so they know where they can buy the music at and all that.
Everybody got to go check out MySpace page /REUBMUZK. MUZIK 1. Rube Music, and it's MUZIK 1. And then the same thing, go to my YouTube page. You can get everything from my MySpace page. The first thing that come up, you can go check out the album. You click on that first graphic you see. If you want to check out the YouTube page, there's a video on the page, but you can also just go to YouTube /Rube Music. It's REUBMUZIK once again. You don't need to put a 1 on that one, just Rube Music. The MySpace page again is Rude Music 1. You know, big love to my whole area, to the whole DMV. You know, shout out to my team, the clinic, Proverb Olawaleng. Shout out to all the cats out here that's doing it in my area. All the, you know, my favorite artists, Nas, you know, Andre 3000, et cetera, et cetera. All the people done.
Number one album in the country, by the way. I just had to say that.
What did you say?
Nas got the number one album in the country right now. I just had to say that real quick.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Real music still lives, people. Trying to tell you, man.
There's good music out there. Don't get it twisted. Don't think that artists like myself, because I'll be talking about a lot of things, I can't handle fun with it. Because I'll give you 10 reasons to make you realize that hip-hop is still alive in a fun way, too. So don't get it twisted.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm about to spit you out one more joint, and I'm gone.
No, that's what I...
All right? For 10 out of 10 of my peoples, days ain't sunny. Paradise is no vacation. It's the way we make money. 9 out of 10 of my peeps leaving the streets, because nowadays even Hyundai's got heated seats. 8 out of 10 freaks seriously dig me. They call me Hendrix after they experienced the Jimmy. 7 out of 10 businesses is crashing. You can't even get no sweet and sour sauce without asking. 6 out of 10 blasting, using that 5, but they dough still moving slower than some student drivers. 5 out of 10 of y'all ain't on your job. Y'all just talk about balling like Ahmad Rashad. 4 out of 10 of y'all find your answer in the mold of a 19-year-old private dancer. All my peoples hit a J for Jam Master. Spark a big L on light your cancer. It's your boy, R.E.U.Z.
My man. Hey, one thing, make sure y'all, I'm letting y'all know now, because me and you talked about it, but we're definitely going to do the video thing, too. I'm gonna go to your hood, wherever that might be. If you live in the penthouse on front, and go buy some bummy shit. We're gonna get it in. Keep the guns at home, cause I don't need to get shot. I already got arrested on some bullshit. I don't need to get arrested on that though. But that's one thing we're gonna do. And one thing I've always said, and one thing I pride myself on, is making sure the DMV artists stand up. And I do what I can. I do my part as far as helping in that cause. So I definitely enjoy myself, my man. Like I said, if there's anything I can do, let me know. Hope you enjoyed yourself. I know I'm kind of, I talk my shit, but that's just me. I can't help. I can't be nobody else but me.
Hey, it's hip-hop all the way, baby. That's what it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, we'll definitely be in touch, man, so you be safe, all right?
All right, baby. Appreciate it.
All right, man. No problem.
Easy.
Guys, we're about to head out of here. Got about 2 minutes. Definitely want to do really quick my mogul tip of the day. Really, 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 really quick. Last week it was the why. It was figure out your why. Figure out the reason why you do what you do. Because to me, without that and without your why and without that, you're really not going to be able to succeed in anything. It's easy to do it for the money, but once you get the money, you'll end up stopping, and that's what happens to so many people. They end up failing because all they know how to do, all they wanted was that money. So your why, for instance, if you do music for the love, do it for the passion, do it because it's that feeling you get. Because that's what's going to help you through those tough times when it gets real tough, because it will. It's just part of life. It will get tough. There will be roadblocks, and there will be all these different type of things that you have to push through in order to succeed. The next thing is that we're going to go over this week is dream big. Never set your goals to where you think you can get to, because guess what? That's the only place you'll get to. You know what I mean? I put this out there for the world. My goal is no longer the Lexus. I mean, I've done that. I've done the Lexus. I've done the Benz. I've driven those. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I want the G5s now. You know what I'm saying? I want the Hawkers. Look it up. Yeah, I mean, get your Rob Report game up. I'm saying, so that's where I'm at right now, and that's what I want you to be. If you want to be a rapper, try to be the best rapper. Don't try to be just a rapper. You know, there's a million rappers. Be the best rapper. And that's all I'm saying as far as dreaming big. Never set your goal. Never let anyone's expectations as well determine where you end up. So I'm not, once again, just getting on my soapbox real quick. Give you the mogul quote of the day. Make sure y'all know the book's coming out. Mogul Got Success by Major, as in C Major. That's the guarantee success. I like your boy, man. Have a good time. Shout out to my man, R-E-U-B. Definitely make sure y'all check this MySpace page out. We about to get out of here. It's your man, C Major. I like your boy.